Good morning. We're still going to start the halacha of Chanukah. Bez Hashem, we'll go through using the standard questions of the where, the what, the how, the when, and the who about the halachas of Chanukah. Before we get to that, there's some halachas which we need to talk about before we get to the halachas of Chanukah's Neiros. The Rambam points out when he talks about the mitzvah of Chanukah's Neiros Chanukah, that the mitzvah chaviva he ad ma'od is a tremendously precious mitzvah to the point that a person has a chiyuv. If you would not have enough money to buy for the basic mitzvah oil for the basic mitzvah, he would be mechuyev to sell his clothing, even the shirt of his back, to be able to get the money to fulfill this mitzvah. The reason why that's so important is because this mitzvah is an opportunity for us to publicize a tremendous nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Klal Yisrael. And because of the chiva pesumei nisa, this extends to the point of even if a person would have to spend his last dollar for that possibility. The Marek Tzia points out that this concept of pesumei nisa applies not only to the hadlaka, but even the bracha that we make helps clarify why we're doing it. So even the bracha is also an expression, besides the regular concept of birchas hamitzvahs, it's also an expression of pesumei nisa. We will, B'ezras Hashem, talk later on. Chazal gave one specific option of pesumei nisa, halakha, what a person has in his bias. The question which comes up is, what about if we have other opportunities to have pesumei nisa, venues where halakha would not require you to light, if a person would want to light under the circumstances, would the pesumei nisa concept allow them to light with a bracha? The most obvious example is the lighting in the Beis HaKnesses. Nobody lives in the Beis HaKnesses. Nobody eats in the Beis HaKnesses. So it's not a place of eating or sleeping, which are normally are the requirements for a place for hadlaka. And we are lighting in the Beis HaKnesses as some element of pesumei nisa. So can we extrapolate, and we do that with a bracha, do we extrapolate from there to other venues as well? And we will talk about that later on. Because this is such a significant mitzvah, the halacha says that a person, when it comes to time for the halacha, he can't be involved in anything else. He's not allowed to learn at that point in time. He's not allowed to eat at that point in time, because we're concerned the person might forget the light and get involved in something else and forget the light. So therefore, he cannot do any of these other activities when it comes to the proper time to light. We will define later on what the definition of the proper time to light is. In a scenario where a person can't light at that time, if the person has the option, they should do so. So is there any way for a person to allow himself to continue his activities to therefore facilitate his lighting later on and continuing his activities at this point in time? So there is a concept in halacha called a shomer. I can appoint a shomer to remind me to do it at the appropriate time. Rav Sheinberg, Zatzal, suggested that if a person would set an alarm clock, that an alarm clock can function as a shomer with two conditions. Number one, the alarm clock has to be clear why it's ringing. If the alarm clock rings, and I'm not sure why it's ringing, it would not act as a shomer. So he suggested putting a piece of paper on the alarm clock with the words Halakas Neiros Chanukah, or Chanukah even, and therefore when I would the alarm rings and I go to turn it off, I will see the word Chanukah and remember to light. Nowadays, we have much more sophisticated types of alarm clocks, and we can actually put those words into the alarm, that the words would say why it's ringing, and that would definitely be a way to address that issue. The second point is that a person has to respond to the reminder when it happens. So if the alarm goes off at 6 o'clock and I say, yeah, I'll get to it, I turn it off and they'll get to it right away, so the reminder is no longer a functioning reminder. I need to set it up in such a way that I know it's going to go off in a time which will remind me to do what I have to do. It would seem to be that setting a snooze would also be sufficient for that purpose, because there's going to be a constant reminder reminding him not to forget to light the Neiros. So these are some of the halachas which take place before the hadlaka, and we will then go through the halachas of the hadlaka in the upcoming days, and some of the halachas of after the hadlaka, and then the halachas of Al-Nisim and Hallel as well. Have a good day.